I'd like to start off in Romans, the 12th chapter, and the first verse says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, there's a lot in these verses. These are some powerful verses here of the Word of God this morning, and I'm not, I don't have it all. Sorry to disappoint you, but there's a few things I want to glean out of here this morning that are really good to me. The Lord wants us to present our bodies to Him, to give our lives to Him, to serve Him. Now, the body, I'm thinking about the word mind, our mind. The body houses the mind. It houses the spirit. So when we give ourselves to God, that's also included. Our soul, our spirit, our mind is included in that. And I've been thinking about the importance of the mind and how God wants to dwell in our mind. I believe one place He said, I'd write my law in the table of their hearts and their mind. And He also mentions here in the second verse, He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. And I believe when we give ourselves to God and we come to Him, the Lord can renew our mind and our thoughts, the things that we think. You know, we can get into, I don't want to go into that a whole lot, but we can get into pattern and habits of thinking that are not healthy or beneficial to us. But the Lord wants to renew our mind. And He says that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But we're changed, we're transformed. That word transformed means changed. We're changed by the renewing of our mind. When the Lord begins to work, He brings the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit will open Scriptures up to our mind. And we allow those to work in our minds, it can transform and change our outlook. It can change our perspective. It can change. It can make the difference between night and day in our perception and the decisions and choices and the things that we make. But we've got to give ourselves, our mind, to God. And I know the devil is bidding high for people's minds. The devil wants to control people's minds. The devil, he has access to our minds. And I don't care how saved or how sanctified we are, the devil has access to our minds. He can tempt us. He brings thoughts and put them, He'll put them in our minds. And I know there's been different times that I've had thoughts that I was thinking, and then all of a sudden, where did that come from? You know, it's like the devil is so sneaky. He'll bring thoughts. If it's in harmony and agreement with the Scriptures, that's from God. Now, the devil can twist that too. The devil likes to bring parts of Scriptures. He'll twist it. He did that with Jesus. He said it's written. He'll try to twist the Scriptures. He'll try to do what he can, but he presents it to the mind. He presents it to our mind. And Lord, help us to be on guard the thoughts that we're thinking, because it keeps us, when our mind is renewed, He said, we can be transformed. We can be changed by the renewing of our mind, when we're not just thinking our thoughts, but we're thinking God's thoughts, and we're thinking of the Scriptures. And I believe it's so important, especially in our day and time, the waves, the radio waves, the internet waves, the things that can bombard our minds. We've got to be careful in our day and our time that our minds are given to God, that God has a place in our minds, that we're presenting our minds and giving our minds to Him. And I know the cares of this life, the responsibilities of this life, they push upon us, circumstances push upon us, but we've got to give God room to work in our minds. We've got to take time to study the Scriptures, to get into Scriptures, and to allow them to become alive to us, allow them to begin to maneuver and to work in our lives. And it begins to change us. It begins to change our life, and that's how we grow in the Lord and grow in Christ, and that's how we're changed. But I want to look at a few scriptures. He said, the renewing of your mind. Now, also I want to mention here in this verse, it says, be not conformed to this world. Now I want to touch on this just a moment. The world is full of self. The world is full of flesh, of me following my own agenda, my own life, caught up with my own concerns, my own will, my own desires, what I want to do. I believe this today. I believe that God will satisfy the desires of our heart. I believe He will. It's not a life that we just give and give to God and He doesn't ever give anything back. But when we give to God, I believe He's able to, when we give our bodies a living sacrifice, God gives us so much more in return. He gives us way more, way far beyond what we sacrifice. But the world is full with self. The world is full with my desires, what I want. And He says, be not conformed to this world. Don't live like that. Live for God. Present our bodies. Bring our bodies back to God, our lives, our desires, and give them, put them on the altar before God. I think about the world is full of worry. The world is filled with worry, with heartache. It's filled with depression. It's filled with unbelief. It's filled with fear. The world is full of fear today. And He says, be not conformed. We don't want to allow these things to control us. God has provided something better for us that we can overcome those fears, those doubts, those things that want to hold us back, our worries. God wants us to rise above those things. So many people today are in depression. And Lord, help us today not to be enslaved as a drunkard is to his drink, that we're enslaved to these things, fear and worry. God wants us to be, but it's what we allow to go on up here. It's what we feed our minds upon. It's what the channel of thoughts that we, if we allow God's Word, His promises to work in our mind, then we can be free. We can overcome. There's no thing. But if we allow these other things to work in our mind, if we allow them to dwell there, it's going to produce fruit too. I saw a sign, we saw a little sign the other day. It was on the side of the road, they'd mowed, and it just a little sign out there that said, "Let your light shine." You know, the only way we can do that is not be conformed to this world. We've got to have something different. We've got to have life. We've got to have the Spirit of Christ dwelling and empowering us to overcome, that we can be the light. If we're filled with worry, if we're filled with fear, if we're filled with unbelief and doubts, we're not gonna shine. We're not gonna have the light that God wants us to have. So Lord, help us today to be able to not be conformed to this world, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When our minds are transformed, our minds are renewed, then the will of God is easier for us to see and to recognize. You know, sometimes our abode gets, you know, have you ever, they talk about spring cleaning and different, there's just time when it gets, when you got to renew. You know, the paint on the wall is all chipped and marked up, and the cabinets are looking, you know, like they're not working. Maybe the doors are not working like they should. It's just sometimes it's nice to go in and renew things. I appreciate how the Lord has provided us a pickup. I just count that a real blessing and miracle. I'm driving down thinking, Lord, it's got an air conditioner that's working. It feels so good. It's just like I know it's not brand new, but it's new to me. And things are working in it. And we appreciate when there's something, when it's new, when things are working and things are functional. And it's the same way in our minds. Sometimes we got to go through and remodel and renovate and say, these thoughts that I've been entertaining is not getting me anywhere. I've got to do something different. You know, I read one saying, what did it say? If I can quote it, it's, insanity is doing the same old thing over and over and expecting different results. You know, it's insane. It is. Do the same thing over and over, and yet we're expecting different results. Lord wants us to be renewed. And it talks about the spirit of our mind. Now, the gospel gives us that. There's another scripture I read this week. Actually, no, it's not right here. It's in another place. But it said, God hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, because the letter kills, but the Spirit giveth life. You know what the gospel does? It gives us hope. It gives us courage. It gives us strength. It's not Mount Sinai's condemnation, but it's life. It's hope. That's what Christ brought. Hope and courage and strength. And that's what the Scriptures give us. They give us hope. They give us strength when we allow them to work in our mind, in our spirit. Another verse in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. These aren't any new verses. These are familiar verses to all of us. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 3rd verse. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You know, sometimes we try to fight our battles on our terms, in our way. Sometimes we recognize that there's something there that's opposing us, opposing our happiness, opposing our desires, opposing what we want to do. And sometimes we can begin to fight against those things within our flesh, within ourselves. And we need to help, we need the Lord to help us at those times that our minds can be renewed, because we need the Lord's direction in knowing how to fight our battles. Just like the children of Israel did, they needed some word from God. They needed some direction from the Lord to know how to fight the giants that were in front of them. You and I need a renewed mind, scriptures to help us, inspired from God, to help us to know how to fight the battles, or we can fight in our own strength, and that's not very effectual. But he said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, the casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Everything that comes against the knowledge of God, what the Scriptures are teaching us, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, y'all want a homework assignment. That's a homework assignment. Bringing every thought into the obedience of Christ. The thoughts that come to our mind, is this what the Scriptures are teaching? Is this what lines up with the Scriptures? Yep, it's okay. Passes inspection. Nope, I've got to get rid of it. I've got to get it out of my mind. I've got to put it out. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know, in our minds too, I was thinking about, you know, we have our devotions during the day, in the morning. That's a good thing, but it needs to be deeper than that. It needs to be, you know, in the Old Testament, the priests, they wore the little place. It was called the frontlet. It was a little thing that contained the Word of God, that contained Scripture. And they were to wear it right here on their forehead. That was frontlets. And as we go through our days, we need to have the Scriptures on our... I know we get busy. I know there's things that we give attention to. But one place it said, as much as lieth within you, as much as lies within you, think about the Word of God, the Scriptures throughout the day. Have a prayer up on our heart, a communion. Even though we're not on our knees, maybe we're driving down the road, maybe we're doing something. But allow those Scriptures to indwell in us and permeate our mind and our heart. That's giving God room and space in our minds so He can talk to us, so He can reveal things to us. If you don't put it in your mind, if you don't put the Scriptures there, take time to seek the Scriptures, it's going to limit God and how He's able to talk to you. But He talks to us through His Word and through His Spirit. The Spirit will illuminate His Word to our hearts, but we want it in our minds. There's a lot of things that can occupy our minds. There's a lot of distractions in the world today. But I want to challenge us today. You know, another place Jesus talked about loving God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. So our mind is involved. We love God. We give Him our mind. We make room and opportunity for Him to talk to us and to speak to us. But bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I wanted to get another verse in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, And the third verse, it says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Isn't that interesting? You know, the fainting, the weariness, it comes many times through the mind. I know we can be, you can be weary in body, but I'm going to tell us, if our mind gets weary, and it's because of what we're dwelling on, what we're meditating upon, the mind becomes weary, and it can cause us to faint. It can cause us to not possess the strength and the courage. But he said, "Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself." You know, our trials are pretty pretty minute compared to what Jesus went through. He endured a great contradiction of sinners. A great mass of people was set against him. He didn't have anybody standing up with him in the crowd. He didn't have somebody cheering him on. A great contradiction. He said, "Remember that, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." I read something else really interesting, and it mentioned about, it brought the thought, it said, "Consider yourself as a lamb being led to the slaughter." And it was bringing out the thought that many times we are caught off guard. But if we recognize that we're not the Lamb of God, but the Scripture likens us unto sheep, that we're going to be misunderstood, that we're going to be looked down upon, that we're not going to be always accepted. And if we have that in the back of our minds, and we're visiting that and recognizing that, you know, when it happens, it's like, oh, we're more prepared for it. But if we're not, it's like, well, who are they to talk to me that way? But we're a lamb as being led to the slaughter. Jesus said, expect offenses. Offenses are going to come. Things are going to happen to us. Let's set our minds, fortify our hearts and our minds, that we're not caught off guard, that we're able to stand when those things come to us. In Ephesians, the fourth chapter, is another verse. He mentions the renewing of your mind, Ephesians 4. Four and 23 and 22, it says that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I'd like to read us a little testimony. Has anybody heard of J.C. Penney? I think most of us have heard of J.C. Penney. I actually sent this to Charlotte because she used to work at J.C. Penney. I thought it was a way to get a little bit of gospel. But I want to read you this testimony. It says, "Nearly everybody has been in a J.C. Penney store. One of the world's largest chains of dry goods stores." I never thought of it as a dry goods store, but it was when it started. With 1,700 branches in the United States, but few people know about one of the most important events in the life of J.C. Penney, the founder. In the crash of 1929, J.C. Penney's business was solid, but he had made some unwise personal commitments. He became so worried that he couldn't sleep. Then he developed shingles, a disorder that can cause great annoyance and severe pain. I have never had shingles, but I've heard they are very, very difficult to handle. Very painful. He was hospitalized and given sedatives, but got no relief and tossed all night. A combination of circumstances had broken him so completely, physically and mentally, that he was overwhelmed with the fear of death. He wrote farewell letters to his wife and son, for he did not expect to live until morning. The next morning, the great business tycoon heard singing in the hospital chapel. He pulled himself together and entered as the group was singing, "God will take care of you." Then followed a scripture reading and a prayer. In Mr. Penney's own words, "Suddenly something happened. I can't explain it. I can only call it a miracle. I felt as if I had been instantly lifted out of the darkness of a dungeon into a warm, brilliant sunlight. I felt as if I had been transported from hell to paradise. I felt the power of God as I had never felt it before. I realized then that I alone was responsible for all of my troubles. I know that God, with His love, was there to help me." You know, how did Mr. Penney get to that room where he could hear the singing the next morning? You know, the Lord works all these things out. The Lord knew what he needed. He didn't order his room. The Lord ordered his room. "I realized then that I was alone, was responsible for all my troubles. I know that God, with His love, was there to help me. From that day to this, my life has been free from worry. I am 71 years old, and the most dramatic and glorious minutes of my life were those I spent in that chapel that morning." And it was through that song, "God will take care of me. God will take care of you." Thus, a man has been able to dwarf every fear because he saw a loving Heavenly Father, his Father, anxious and ready to take care of him in life's dilemma. There's another thing I want to read real quick with this. Mr. Gladstone, William Gladstone, on being questioned for the secret of the unusually serenity he was able to maintain in spite of situational stresses, replied, "At the foot of my bed, where I can see it on retiring and on arising in the morning, are the words, 'Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee.'" He put it right there at the foot of his bed. So when he got up in the morning, that was the scripture. You know the scripture Brother Galen quoted over and over to us there in Isaiah? That's what we need. Get those verses. The Lord gives us scripture. Drain it dry. Exhaust its resources. It's there for us. Put it in our hearts and our minds. He said, "That will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." I just thank God this morning that he is able to help us. And I feel challenged, the times that we live in today, that we love God with our mind and we give our minds over to Him and we reject the things that would bring despondency, depression, discouragement, fear. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. The thing, you know, when they sent the Word of God, things cannot, you know, they took that deal that they captured the ark that contained the Word of God, and Dagon, the god, it fell down. It fell down that night. They came in and their god had fallen down. They put it back up, and the next night it came down again. It was all broken to pieces. They couldn't repair it. You know, things can't stand. There's power in the Word of God. There's power in the Scriptures. When we are using them and we allow them to work in our minds, things, imaginations, high things, big things, have to fall down before the Word of God. It's not us. It's the Word of God working in and through our lives. And there's power in it. Let's not get tired of the old book. Let's not discount and get to the place where it's just kind of... Now, I know sometimes you can read and sometimes it doesn't come forcibly sometime to us. But I believe if we learn how to meditate upon it... In fact, one place I believe it was Jeremiah said, while I mused. You know, the Scripture may not mean to us right at first. It may not open up or hit it to us. But as we begin to muse upon it, it starts renewing our mind. And you can just feel the courage and the strength and the spiritual stamina mount up in our spirit. And I thank God today that He is... provided a place that you and I could be renewed in our minds, in the thoughts, in the way that we think. Lord, help us today and encourage us and challenge us. I appreciate your attention.